How are y'all this morning? Okay, some of you are awake, some of you are going to work with me. I now know who I'm going to speak to. That'll be great. But first of all, my bad. First of all, thank you for those of you who've been praying for me. So yes, I was exposed to COVID a couple of weeks ago. However, I've tested negative twice for it. So thank you for praying for that. And it's been also great to also just watch your flexibility with all the things going on there, you know, because last week we were all of a sudden like, hey, we got to be not in person really quick. And you were like, oh, that's fine. And you all actually jumped in online with us because I do like numbers and stuff. You all actually attended last week still anyway. So thank you for willing to be flexible and just being a part of this with us and being awesome in this general journey because you are what makes this place awesome. Cool? Again, this is better if you and I talk to each other. Like, we're friends. Like, you, me, we're right here. Okay? Cool. Great. So, with that being said, if there is one thing that we get right this morning, there's one thing that I, like, my hope is that by the time our head hits the pillow tonight, that we can all be on the same page with, that if we get this through to ourselves, we will have won this one thing. If it's Jesus, we're in. If it's Jesus, we're in. Like, if it's Jesus, like, not if it's my idea, not if it's what I think is a good time, not if it's, like, what makes me look better or great, but what makes Jesus look great, we, not just me and, like, oh, the rest of my family, they'll figure it out at some point. No, we, like, you and your whole family, but not just you and your family, like, you and your church family, all of us as Christians together, if we get this one thing right, if we're on the same page, and if we can all claim it at the end of the day, we will have got it. If it's Jesus, we're in. That's this morning. So turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. That's where we're going to be hanging out today. Interesting thing about this letter of Ephesians. It was only later actually called Ephesians. It was just known as a circular letter for a while, which means that when our good buddy Paul wrote it, he wrote it to a bunch of churches, not just one. What was supposed to happen was it would go to the churches in Ephesus first, and then they'd read it at that church, pass it to the next church, pass it to the next church, and then they would pass it to the next town, and then they read it at all their churches, and they pass that to the next town. It was meant for a whole region of places. It was meant for anybody who claimed themselves to be a Christian in the area. So whatever he's got to say and what we're going to read is meant for everybody, not just one small church in a corner. So let's look at it starting in verse 3 of Ephesians 4. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all, in all, and living through all. Make every effort toward unity. Every effort that you have toward unity. And then he gives a few different ways that this is actually supposed to work. So first of all, way one of making every effort toward unity is through peace, binding yourselves together through peace. Now, this whole Amplifying Shalom series, we've talked about that word peace means a lot more than absence of conflict, right? This is this Hebrew idea. I know the New Testament was written in Greek, but if it were written in Hebrew, it would be the same word. You just got to trust me on that one. We don't got time to dig into that. But this idea of shalom is that everything is as God intends it to be. Everything is moving toward the way God initially intended it in creation. Everything is moving towards God's will, God's way, how God would do things. That is shalom, wholeness, restoration. Everything is actually going the way it's supposed to. Everything looks like the kingdom of God. That's shalom. Which means that if we are going to let that unite us, anywhere that that happens, anywhere the kingdom of God begins to happen, it's worth celebrating. Need you to understand this, okay? A win for any church is a win for every church. Like, first of all, locally, okay. So when we baptize somebody here at Overflow, First Church, that ought to make them excited. When someone gets saved at Road to Life, we should be throwing parties. Like, competition doesn't really have a place here in the kingdom of God because we're not competing against each other. We've got a different one we're supposed to be fighting against, not each other. But beyond that, like, the Bennetts are moving to Florida, which is a sad thing for us, but we get to send them into that. But that means that any time something awesome happens in Vero Beach, we celebrate. And that means that we continue to share stories with them of wins happening here. But even more so, last week, y'all met again for like the fourth time, give or take, plus or minus, Corey Castle, who's going to be our interim pastor. Right, and he's also leading a movement in Jamaica, but because of some things going on there, he gets to be here a lot for the next several months. So when something awesome happens in Kingston, Jamaica, people get saved, the gospel is preached, our first reaction should not be, oh, that his attention was divided. He was focused over there. What about us? No! It's the kingdom of God going forward. See, because there's a bunch of brothers and sisters in Kingston, Jamaica that know all of us by name and are praying for each one of you that are sitting here right now. They're praying for all y'all online. They're praying for everything going on at Overflow. We should return the favor. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter where someone gets saved. It doesn't matter at what church they call home. What matters is that we're doing things that empty out hell and fill heaven. It does not matter where they sit on Sunday. It matters where they sit for eternity. That's the goal. That's what it's about. The rest is like the inner competition, which is supernatural to us because we're human and we want to be awesome and more awesome than everyone else because if we're great but not better than other people, we feel really competitive. All of that. And you just put that on hold for a while and not revisit it. So that's this first thing going on. But what else he has to say? So beyond binding ourselves together with the movement of God itself, he has all these statements like one Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism, one, 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 one. Given the letter of Ephesians, there's only one logical answer to who is this one thing about? It's Jesus. So once again, if it's Jesus, we're in. It doesn't matter, like, if it makes us look great or look weird. It doesn't really matter if it makes us more popular or not. It doesn't matter if we get the likes on Instagram because we sure would enjoy that. It doesn't matter if our Facebook reach goes up. Like, it doesn't matter all of that. As long as we are following Jesus, we're doing the thing rightly. Good, bad, otherwise. Whether it means that, like, we all get promoted at work or not. Whether we get a bigger house or we have to downsize. Whatever is going on in that whole cycle of things, as long as we are obeying Jesus, that's what we're going for. Sometimes Jesus is going to lead you to like some really weird places, like, and you're just going to do things and you're like, I would not have expected that. Like, guys, we took a hot dog cart out to do ministry. Yes, and it was very, it was like bright, it was like yellow, but a red hot dog and like this orange, like kind of like off-colored umbrella over it for when it wasn't raining. But like, that's just not, like, when you go ahead and, like, you're, like, reading your articles on, okay, top five ways to grow the groups program at your church, it's not on there. But life doesn't really make a whole lot of sense sometimes anyway. Like, the other day, my beautiful 16-month-old daughter, Junia, love her, she walked up to me, she's like, Dada. I'm like, oh, this is great. Yeah, what's up? Help. Oh, yeah, what do you need help with? Tugboat. Okay, clearly I heard that wrong because we've never said that word. We don't watch that Thomas the Tugboat thing, and we don't own a boat. What's up? What's up, honey? Tugboat. But at least following Jesus makes sense and has purpose, right? Other things that don't make sense, like whatever's going on Napier, like it's like two lanes, then one lane, then two lanes, then one lane, then two lanes. Like, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the purpose behind that was, but when we're following Jesus, the purpose is clear. When we're following Jesus, it actually makes some level of sense, even if in the meantime we're doing something that's a little bit odd or like not normal to us. That's fine, as long as we are following Jesus. Which also means that if we're taking, you know, making every effort to put ourselves together through unity, we're looking for the movement of God wherever it is, here, there, anywhere else, whatever. And if we're really aiming for the things of Jesus, that means that we've got to let these like minor differences or like minor theological differences go, or at least not argue about them, right? Because that's just not productive. So for a good line that we can work from so that we can fight for unity and Jesus and not against each other, unless it is sin or salvation, let it go. Unless it is sin, like, okay, sin is those things that lead us away from God, that push us away from God, that actively lead us to the wrong eternal destination, right? That is what sin is. So if there's that kind of an issue going on that needs to be addressed, like, even those of us that are more shy and like, I don't know about calling other people out on their stuff. Like, if there's sin going on, you have to love your brothers and sisters in Christ enough to say, hey, I don't think that's right. Can be uncomfortable. Some of us are more wired for confrontation anyway and might enjoy that. Whatever. Do it lovingly. Be kind. But unless it's sin or salvation, those things, salvation, that thing that's actually us with Jesus, the thing pushing us toward Jesus, the thing actually moving us that way, all of those things are also worth making sure that we've got right, to make sure that we're on the same page with, to make sure it is going well. But unless it is sin or salvation, let it go. Whether or not they binge your favorite show on Netflix, let it go. Whether they go to a different church, let it go. Whether they prefer to like worship quietly with like hymns and it's like, that's good. Or we like to like super turn it up loud and get loud for Jesus. We get like guitars and stuff. We have earplugs in the back. Let it go. Whether that the church you're a part of, or whether you feel like it's like, oh, they're focusing more on like the in-person stuff or the online stuff. Both are valid, not necessarily worth arguing about. Did you know that Jesus can work through anything? Did you know that the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, always present, everywhere at the same time, all-powerful God can work through anything? Which means that the smaller stuff that we argue about really is probably not that big of a deal. Yeah, Jesus can work through video games. Right, like a group of people that have a shared activity that happen to spend a lot of time talking to each other anyway. Yeah, Jesus can work through that. Jesus can work through Instagram. Okay, first of all, social media, terrible end goal. But it's a great tool for connection. Jesus can work through that. Jesus can work through baking. Okay, I don't know if I've ever been brought closer to the presence of God than fresh apple crisp. Okay, that is a taste of heaven right there. And a great excuse to, you know, be like, hey, I heard you're having a rough time. Let me make dessert. We'll chat. Great idea. Jesus can work through, obviously, in-person ministry. That's the way we've always done things. Jesus can work through online ministry. Jesus can work through other people in other places. Jesus can work through us. Jesus can work through each and every one of you sitting here. Jesus can do anything. So if we focus more on him than on our like piddly small stuff that we probably shouldn't have been arguing about anyway, then we're getting somewhere. Because if it's Jesus, we're in. If it's Jesus, it's going to happen. If it's the will of God, nothing's going to get in that thing's way anyway. So let's jump on board with it. Whatever it costs us personally, it is worth it. Whatever it like may feel like, man, I don't like that. I understand. Sometimes that happens. It'll be worth it. Just bear with the process. Hold the vision. Trust the process. Just be with Jesus. We'll figure the rest out. Because again, the thing that keeps us all together, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who is over all, in all, and living through all. If we can get to the point by the end of the day, I don't need you to get there right now, because I want you to actually make sure you're on board. But if we can get to the point where you're about to lay your head on the pillow at night and you're like, you know what, because all of us somehow struggle with insomnia because we all want to sleep more but can't, right? And so we're like, all right, those last moments where you're with God right before you fall asleep, if we can get to the point where we say, if it's Jesus, not my way, if it's Jesus, not what's popular, If it's Jesus, not what I would rather be doing. But if it's Jesus, me, everybody I know, everybody that I can convince to come with me, everybody who's near me, definitely my whole church fam, and I'm going to try to get the rest of Southwest Michigan on board too. If it's Jesus, we're in. If we can get there, the rest of this will take care of itself. Let's pray. Let's pray. God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for you. Thank you for what you've done on our behalf. Thank you for the fact that you let go of your privilege of just being in heaven and decided that it was worth it to stoop down a little lower and become human and do a whole heck of a lot on our behalf. That, just like the Apostle John wrote, if we're going to write all the books of what you've done, the whole world couldn't hold it. And thank you that you've continued to be that way. That there's just no limit to who you are, what you do, what you're about. God, for us, we're in a season of transition. We're in a season where it's like, hey, we're figuring things out. We've got some of the picture. We don't have some of the rest, but we're working on this together. We're a church. We're a family. God, help us to make every effort toward unity. Help us to be people who are about the kingdom rather than ourselves. Help us to not worry about how we look, but how you look. We want your glory on display. We want your kingdom. We want things done here on this earth the way you would have them. God, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I know it was short. Did it on purpose. Because we want to spend some real quality time celebrating what God has done here and looking forward to the next season. And so we want to spend time celebrating what the Bennetts have done for us, because whether you're watching this online or you're here in this building, you owe something to Brian and Cindy Bennett. That includes me, includes all of us, you know, volunteering and clicking slides, and all of us who just get to sit down in a moment together. We all owe something to them, and so we want to actually take this time to celebrate them and to send them into what God has for them next. So we're going to take some time at the end of the service to do that. After service, there'll be some stuff in the lobby. You can visit with them, hang out, fill out a card. Please do. For them, that'll all be out there. But first, let's check out this video that we put together.